Nolte, Jim Acosta's book plummets to number 363 on Amazon. By John Nolte on June 21, 2019. After only a little over a week in release, Jim Acosta's crybaby anti-Trump book has plummeted to number 363 on America's biggest bookseller, Amazon.com. Many of you know Jim Acosta. He is the chief White House correspondent for the fake news outlet CNN. A beta male who has been caught lying so many times it is impossible to count. A left-wing activist who prides himself on his dishonesty. A pajama boy who is not all that bright, a walking self-parody with two chins who needs to ease up on the hair dye. Acosta did write a book, though, a whole book about how hard it is to tell the truth in Trump's America. And yet, in Trump's America, Acosta was still able to publish and publicize his book. Which kind of undermines the entire premise of the book, no? But publicize his book, Acosta did, all over CNN. Unfortunately for Acosta, though, no one watches CNN. The ratings over there continue to find new barrel bottoms to scrape. And Acosta's smug peacocking and lying, combined with the fact that he is ridiculously unlikable, has contributed much to those barrel bottoms. So how big of a fail is it for Acosta to land at number 363 after just a few days? Let me offer up a little context. Mark Levin's On Freedom of the Press, a book critical of fake news, a book that serves as the exact opposite of Acosta's little screed, currently sits at number 3 on Amazon's top 100, and Levin's book was released a month ago. Acosta is also losing to Cozy White Cottage, 100 Ways to Love the Feeling of Being Home, number 11. He is even losing to books that have been out for decades. Oh, The Places You'll Go, Fahrenheit 451, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Lord of the Flies. He's losing to Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, which has been out for 18 months. He's losing to The Mueller Report, number 24. And, LOL, the large print edition of The Mueller Report, number 82, which proved Jim Acosta spent 2 years spreading a hoax about Trump colluding with Russia and obstructing justice, which might help to explain Acosta's disastrous book sales. Some of you might be wondering if Acosta is killing it on Kindle sales because his legions of elite fans prefer to read on the Apple iPad. That would be a negative. Acosta has known all along his book wasn't selling. He's been so transparently panicked to boost sales. He tried to bully his way into a Fox News appearance because, unlike his own network, he knows people actually watch Fox News. Only 30 people showed up for his Arlington, Virginia, book signing. Actually, it might have been 29. I'm told one of the Siamese twins didn't want to be there. Because Breitbart News is committed to stopping the spread of fake news, this piece will neither name nor link to Acosta's partisan lies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.